Alderson won the special election in August to finish the term of Republican Representative Pat Teaberry. Now, he claims a victory in the midterm election. Alderson will hold the seat for the next 2 years. He thanked his campaign team in a victory speech and focused on keeping the workforce strong.
And this economy is a plus for us. It's good to keep people working. I've been trying to talk about this since I came into the state legislature.
He promised to build up job training.
It's jobs, jobs, jobs. That's what this is all about for me, and it always has been. We're going to work on workforce development initiatives to get people to work that need skilled labor.
The Republican Party will maintain control of a district that's been red for almost 40 years. I'm Adora Namigadde with WOSU News.
And I'm Nick Evans. In downtown Columbus, Democrats started the night brimming with optimism. Congresswoman Joyce Beatty easily won another term in her 3rd district seat, and Senator Sherrod Brown's was one of the earliest major races to be called. In his victory speech, Brown highlighted the importance of working-class voters to his win.
That is the message coming out of Ohio in 2018, and that is the blueprint for America for 2020.
But as the night wore on, races like the 12th congressional district showed Ohio wouldn't see major gains for the party. A little after 10 o'clock, Danny O'Connor took the stage.
Well, I just got off the phone with Troy Balderson.
He conceded, thanking Balderson for his service and joking about how he and his fiance would finally get to plan their honeymoon. The race stung because his campaign saw a path forward after he was defeated in the special election, and they organized a targeted get-out-the-vote effort. But instead of making gains, O'Connor ended up losing by a larger margin. Still, he told supporters their work helped give Democrats the edge in Congress.
It's because of you, not just here, but across this country, that we've taken back the House, that we will have...
Afterward, O'Connor said the party as a whole is at a crossroads, and it needs to do a better job connecting with blue-collar voters.
We have a leader in Sherrod Brown who is the example of that, and our party needs to follow that. And, you know, like I said, we are gonna take the House back, but it's not because of the Midwest. And that needs to change in the future because we'll be a short-term majority, and, you know, we won't win the White House.
Nick Evans, WOSU News.